Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the sixth in a series of short bonus episodes. Listener caution is advised, as this episode contains adult themes and descriptions that some listeners may find distressing. To get exclusive access to Season 1 and ad-free versions of our episodes a few days before their general release, head to patreon.com/theywalkamongus. Also, a great free way to help the show is spread the word through social media or leave a 5-star review on your podcast player. You may not be aware of who Ken Dodd is. A surreal stand-up, family-friendly Liverpudlian comedian and ventriloquist, Dodd began his career in the 1950s, but really had his heyday in the 60s, 70s and early 80s. He is a distinctive-looking man. His prominent features, a head of fluffy wild hair and protruding teeth, were often accompanied by a red, white and blue feather duster, a prop that Dodd called his tickle stick. His famous upper teeth were the result of an accident at 7 years old. Dodd hit a curb while daring to ride his bike with his eyes shut. In later years, it would be reported that those famous teeth would be insured for £4 million. After the unfortunate cycling performance for his young friends, Dodd saw an advert for ventriloquism. It read, "Fool your teachers, amaze your friends. Send 6 old pennies in stamps and become a ventriloquist." Captivated, the youngster convinced his father to buy him a dummy, and Ken practiced in his spare time. After leaving school at 14, Dodd worked for his father's coal business, but by his early 20s, he had left to become a salesman. While peddling housewares and cleaning products, his evenings were spent refining his act throughout the comedy clubs of Britain. His big break came at 27, when he performed at the Nottingham Playhouse. By now, he had made a name for himself on the comedy circuit. He had mastered his craft, developed a multitude of catchphrases, and was soon to become a household name. Ken Dodd was asked why he used a tickle stick in his act.
It's a jester's prop. In days of old, when knights were bold, etc., etc., the king's jester always had usually either a tickling stick, or he had a stick with a pig's bladder on the end, like we didn't know what balloons were in those days, but like a balloon, and he would go around playfully dossing people on the head with it. See, a fool could get away with it. A jester had what they call a fool's license, and they still have it today. Comedians have a fool's license. They can say, they're a bit like anarchists, they can say things that everybody wish they could say, but he gets away with it because he's a fool, he doesn't know what he's saying. But the fool is allowed to do that. That's why the king's jester was a very important man.
Dodd even had a few chart hits with his most well-known song, Happiness, released in 1964. From 1969 to 1973, Dodd was the human face in a popular children's TV show, Ken Dodd and His Diddy Men. The Diddy Men were little marionette puppets and hailed from Knotty Ash, the same place in Liverpool that Dodd himself was from and would remain his entire life.
But there's one member of my showbiz team who we haven't had on this series, and here he is. Dickie Mint. Right. How are you, Dickie?
Very well.
Very well, good. And what are you going to do?
Announce the next act.
You're going to announce the next act. And who are they?
The Diddy Men.
The Diddy Men singing?
The song of the Diddy Men.
Tragically, Ken's fiancée, Anita Bootin, who he had met in 1955, died of a brain tumour in 1977. He would go on to have a relationship with Ann Jones, who would remain his lifelong partner. In 1982, Ken Dodd was awarded an OBE for his services to show business, and he would later be knighted for his services to entertainment and charity. Ken Dodd's reputation was barely tarnished when in 1989 he was charged with 11 counts of tax evasion, after he was said to have hidden £700,000 in offshore accounts and in shoeboxes under his bed. Seven charges related to cheating the public revenue and four of false accounting. The trial was at first delayed on medical grounds, as Dodd's defence team said he was too sick with a heart condition to stand trial.
The two-week adjournment is to allow time for more tests to establish whether Mr. Dodd really is too ill to stand trial. After today's court case, he left the court through a side exit to avoid waiting press. When the case resumes, the defence hopes to prove conclusively that a trial could jeopardise Mr. Dodd's health, but the prosecution won't readily abandon a case which has taken years to prepare.
It was argued that Dodd's heart condition could have contributed to his oversight in taxes. The trial finally started on June 19th at Liverpool Crown Court. Brian Leveson QC, who led the prosecution and spoke about Dodd, said, "He has been receiving fees in cash and simply putting the cash in his pocket." Dodd took the stand, but could not refrain from telling jokes to his captive audience. The judge, Mr. Justice Waterhouse, reprimanded him several times, saying, "This is not a music hall." Ken Dodd's barrister George Carman described his client as a shambolic oddball with a poor grasp of accounting. The court was played a video of Dodd's home, the property in Knotty Ash where he spent his entire life. It showed disorganisation and clutter, countless showbiz relics and mementos, and a pantomime horse had found its permanent resting place in the hallway. Defence counsel George Carman tried to persuade the jury that Dodd lived a chaotic lifestyle. It was revealed throughout the five-week trial that Dodd had over 20 offshore accounts and suitcases and shoeboxes filled to the brim stacked under his bed, concealing hundreds of thousands of pounds. It was reasoned he stored his cash in such a way because he had grown up poor and inherited a distrust of banks. His main defence was confusion. Confusion about the tax system. Confusion about banks. Confusion about accounting. It worked. the jury acquitted Ken Dodd on all charges. Dodd mouthed the words thank you to the jury. After he was cleared, the packed courtroom erupted with cheers and crying. His partner Ann Jones broke down in tears of joy.
It looked more like the winner's gate on Cup Final Day than the end of a trial. With fans mobbing the courthouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to say... What a beautiful day! I'd just like to say, thank God it's all over.
Over after a month in court.
In the public gallery, there was cheering, there was shouting, there was cries of well done, and there were some tears. But at that moment, there was a choking cry from his girlfriend, Ann Jones.
She'd arrived all smiles this morning, but the relief was too much, and she collapsed, sobbing and gasping for breath, into the arms of a friend.
Ken Dodd began to run over and stopped, rubbing his forehead and frowning anxiously as the judge completed the formalities of the case. Then Ken Dodd went over and helped her away to a private room.
As she slipped away from the scrum of fans, Ken Dodd was irrepressible.
All I want to do now is put it all behind me and get back to work. Does anybody know where I can get a gig tonight?
Fans who were waiting outside the court expressed their relief.
It's a fantastic feeling.
And it was quite a struggle to escape the fans' attention for a quiet evening celebrating at a secret address.
Though acquitted, an £800,000 tax demand and legal bills brought Ken Dodd to the very brink of bankruptcy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
In the early 2000s, Ken Dodd, now in his 70s, was still working in an attempt to play to every theatrical venue in the UK. The tax avoidance court case had given rise to new material for Dodd, with one such introduction. Good evening. My name is Kenneth Arthur Dodd, singer, photographic playboy, and failed accountant. Although the venues and crowds were now smaller, He still had a loyal following for his shows that lasted on average 5.25 hours. Ann Jones was not only Dodd's long-term partner, but was now his business manager. She also took to the stage to sing under the name Sibby Jones as part of Ken Dodd's laughter show tour. As he went from venue to venue, Dodd noticed a regular face at the front of the crowd, always sitting in a prominent position. Dodd had been sent something in the post by this fan in January 2001, a framed tapestry of themselves which was so detailed it would have no doubt taken its creator a substantial amount of time to produce. Ruth Tagg had dedicated hundreds of hours to intricately sewing the gift. It is unclear if Dodd received and returned the gift, or it never arrived at its intended destination, instead being returned to sender because its glass frame was broken. Either way, the tribute was returned to Tagg. She later said she felt insulted and rejected. Ruth Tagg, in her early 30s from Bedminster, Bristol, seldom missed a show and stared intently at Dodd throughout his performances. While he was known as being friendly and down-to-earth, Dodd became ever more concerned when Tagg tried to introduce herself to him at one of his shows. Dodd told staff he was worried she could be a stalker after a number of unusual parcels and letters were sent to Dodd's home in Knotty Ash. Over a period of 10 months, love letters from the pseudonym Rose Price were received. Unsurprisingly, Ken and his partner chose not to respond. The tone would soon change from admiration to abuse. Ruth Tagg then also sent 6 indecent photographs of herself, all of which were intercepted at the door by Anne. Tagg was still attending Dodd's shows, making sure she could be seen by the aging comedian. Worryingly, Dodd's partner Anne was starting to receive hate mail. 3 t-shirts intricately embroidered with crude slogans. And things were about to take an even more sinister turn. Anne and Ken had gone out for the day on October 11th, 2001. While they were gone, Ruth Tagg poked burning rags through the letterbox of a second property the couple owned in Knotty Ash, and the fire quickly took hold. While no one was injured, the blaze caused £11,000 worth of damage. The police were informed and eager to catch Ken Dodd's stalker. Although things were escalating, Dodd would certainly not be cancelling his tour. Again, another oddly shaped parcel would arrive at their cottage in Knotty Ash. They cautiously unwrapped the package, which omitted a pleasant scent mixed with wet fur. The parcel contained a dead rat that had been sprayed with perfume. The police were notified. Ruth Tagg was tracked down and finally arrested on May 4th, 2002, at a venue where Dodd was performing at a New Brighton seaside resort in Merseyside. She appeared at Wirral Magistrates Court on Monday, June 13th, accused of harassment, and was remanded in custody to appear again at a later date in relation to a charge of arson. Her elderly parents came to her defence, insisting she got carried away. Her mother told the Liverpool Echo, "She was a great fan of Ken Dodd. She used to go to all his shows. Not anymore, though." Ruth's father added, "She's enthusiastic about everything she does. She just got a bit carried away. She is a good kid, really." During September 2002 at Preston Crown Court, Ruth Tagg, then 34, denied 2 charges of harassing Ken Dodd and his partner Ann Jones. She was remanded to a Bristol hospital under the Mental Health Act until her trial. On March 4th, 2003, an exhausted-looking Ken Dodd and Dan Jones both attended court to give evidence. But soon after, Ruth Tagg pleaded guilty, making their testimony unnecessary. Tagg pleaded guilty at Preston Crown Court to arson and harassment. The prosecution had dropped a more serious charge of arson with intent to endanger life, after Tagg admitted to the lesser charge of arson being reckless as to whether life was endangered. The court was told that between July 2001 and May 2002, Ken Dodd and Ann Jones were bombarded with parcels, letters, cards, and indecent photographs. Judge Mr. Justice Moreland stated, "Clearly, Miss Tagg needs a detailed psychiatric assessment. I'm satisfied from what I know that it would not be practical for that assessment to be carried out except when she is remanded in custody, and I am satisfied that all the evidence indicates that she remains a potential risk, certainly to Miss Jones, possibly to Mr. Dodd and others." Judge Mr. Justice Moreland renewed an interim hospital order imposed on Ruth Tagg to last until July 31st. Ruth Tagg would remain at Lanarth County Hospital, South Wales, for psychiatric assessment. She responded to the judge, "I understand. Thank you." It was hoped sentencing would take place before Easter. Ruth Tagg received her sentence at Nottingham Crown Court during November 2003. Her mental state had deteriorated since she had pleaded guilty earlier that year. Addressing the court, Peter Davis, prosecuting, said, "Both Ken Dodd and his partner were disturbed by these approaches. In October of that year, events took a sinister turn. It is well known where Ken Dodd and his partner live in Notty Ash, but he also owns another property nearby which was subject to an arson attack while they were away." The prosecutor said that Ruth Tagg had a distorted obsession with the comedian after a tapestry she made was returned. Martin Picton, Ruth Tagg's defense counsel, said his client developed a love for Dodd, but said she was apologetic and ashamed about her actions, working to recover from her disorder. During sentencing, Ruth Tagg spoke about seeing a videotape performance in which Dodd imitated a French kiss. "I watched this scene over and over, and I've never been so aroused in all my life," she said. "I thought Dodd was incredibly sexy, and it was then that I realized how much I wanted him as a lover." After seeing him perform a number of times, Tagg went backstage to visit him. She said, "When he appeared, his hair was swept back, and he was wearing a smart tweed suit. He looked so different to the wild-haired comic on stage. I thought he looked rather handsome. When I told him I'd travelled all the way from Bristol, he seemed touched and asked for a kiss. I was over the moon with excitement as he drew me near and pressed his cheek against mine. I felt tremendously happy. I was walking on air and felt as if I had fallen in love for the first time." The court was read the findings from a report produced by Dr. Jacqueline Short. It detailed Ruth Tagg as having significant mental health issues amounting to a psychopathic disorder, but it was made evident recovery would be possible. Sentencing Ruth Tagg, who was wearing a bright green dress, the judge, Mr. Justice Moreland, said, "You were a dangerous and all too frequent menace. Your distorted obsession about Ken Dodd was making him and his partner's lives hazardous. There is happily every indication that you are overcoming the problem, but at present you remain a danger to the public at large, and not only to Ken Dodd and his partner." Ruth Tagg was ordered to be detained at a psychiatric hospital indefinitely under the Mental Health Act. After the sentence was passed, Tag shouted to the judge in a high-pitched faux voice to sound like one of the Diddy men. "Thank you, my lord. I'm very grateful." So where are we now? 15 years later, on Sunday, March 11th, 2018, Ken Dodd passed away. His death had occurred 2 weeks after he had been discharged from a 6-week stay in the hospital where he was fighting a severe chest infection. Ken and his partner of 40 years, Ann Jones, married at home 2 days before his death.
We first met when I was in the Ken Dodd Christmas show in 1961 at the Manchester Opera House. I've had the supreme joy and privilege of working and living with him as partner for the past 40 years. The world has lost a most life-enhancing, brilliant, creative comedian with an operatically trained voice who just wanted to make people happy. He lived to perfect his art and entertain his live and adoring audiences. I've been overwhelmed by the love and affection which I have already received from dear friends and the public, and I thank you all. Thank you.
It was reported Ken and Anne married partly to avoid a potential tax bill of up to £2.6 million. Maybe one last laugh at HMRC's expense. Thank you for listening, and special thanks to our Patreon supporters. To hear another bonus episode, make sure you tune in tomorrow. For more information, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.